Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. This is Democracy Now!
Which is it? Have you overcome personal issues? Or are you the target of a smear campaign? It can't be both. It's clear to me that you're not being honest with us or the American people because you know the truth would disqualify you from getting the job.
Democrats grill Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick to become defense secretary, during his one-day Senate confirmation hearing. But Hegseth appears to be moving closer to getting confirmed after Republican Senator Joni Ernst announces she will support him. Ernst is a veteran and a survivor of sexual assault. We'll air excerpts of the hearing and speak to two veterans who were arrested during the hearing.
War fighting, accountability.
Hey, corrupt senators, when are you going to stop bombing babies in Gaza? Veterans are committing suicide.
Then surviving war and HIV, queer, HIV positive, and running out of medication in Gaza. We'll look at how Israel's war on Gaza has blocked HIV/AIDS medication from getting through. We'll hear the story of a 27-year-old disabled gay man in Gaza City who's HIV positive. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Israel's military stepped up attacks on the Gaza Strip Tuesday, bombing a school-turned-shelter and densely packed residential neighborhoods, killing 62 people over a 24-hour period. The intense Israeli artillery shelling has cut off electricity at the Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. In Rafah, an Israeli strike on a home killed 5 people, including a woman. 4 others were injured. In central Gaza, at least 10 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike Tuesday on a home in Deir al-Balah. This is Kafaya Shakura, a displaced Palestinian who lost family members in the bombing.
We were sleeping, and all of a sudden, we received calls saying that the family had been martyred. They were renting Shaheen's house. My uncles had rented it. We started reading the news, one report after another, with all of the names coming in order. We were shocked by the news. Among them were my uncle, his wife, my uncle and his son, and his daughter, who was displaced with her children.
Gaza's health ministry says the latest attacks brought the official toll from Israel's 15-month-long war on Gaza to more than 46,700 killed and 110,000 injured, though a recent study in the medical journal Lancet puts the true death toll at least 40% higher. Tuesday's stepped-up assault came even as mediators for a ceasefire said negotiations are at their closest point yet. In the occupied West Bank, at least 6 Palestinians, including a 15-year-old boy and 3 brothers, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Jenin refugee camp Tuesday. WAF, a news agency, reported Israeli forces fired 3 missiles at a group of people, injuring several others. The attack came amidst more intense Israeli raids across the West Bank, in which at least another 12 Palestinians were arrested. Meanwhile, Israel's continued near-daily attacks on southern Lebanon in violation of a November ceasefire with Hezbollah, with Israeli forces blowing up houses and bulldozing roads in several villages. In the United States, the death toll from devastating fires across the Los Angeles area has risen to 25 people. Thousands of residents are preparing for more evacuation orders as officials warn of particularly dangerous weather, with a forecast of more powerful winds blowing through the region, which could strengthen to up to 70 miles per hour. Firefighting crews are racing to contain the largest blazes, Palisades and Eaton fires, which have scorched and flattened entire communities. Dozens of people are still missing. President Biden said Monday the cost of recovery could be in the tens of billions of dollars.
Although the federal government is going to cover 100% of the cost for the next 180 days for things like firefighter overtime pay, debris removal, temporary shelters, it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars to get Los Angeles back to where it was. So we're going to need Congress to step up to provide funding to get this done.
Researchers at UCLA's Climate and Wildfire Research Initiative say global heating contributed to the wildfires. They estimate LA's hotter climate accounted for roughly 25% of the extreme fuel moisture deficit present when the fires exploded, fanned by intense Santa Ana winds. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg outlined plans Tuesday to lay off 5% of the social media company's global workforce, or about 3,600 people. The mass layoffs come just days after Zuckerberg announced Meta would end fact-checking across its Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram platforms. This comes as Zuckerberg is planning to co-host a black tie reception Monday with Republican mega-donor Miriam Adelson to celebrate Trump's inauguration. Meta also gave $1 million to the Trump inaugural fund. Zuckerberg will have a prominent position at Trump's inauguration, seated near fellow multi-billionaires Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, among Trump's cabinet nominees and elected officials. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said she will not attend Monday's inauguration. A statement from the office of Barack and Michelle Obama reads in part, "This is obviously not the outcome we had hoped for, given our profound disagreements with the Republican ticket on a whole host of issues, but living in a democracy is about recognizing that our point of view won't always win out and being willing to accept the peaceful transfer of power." Donald Trump's pick to become Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth appears to be moving closer to securing enough votes to be confirmed in the Senate after Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa announced she'll back Hegseth. Ernst is a veteran and survivor of sexual assault who'd initially expressed skepticism over Hegseth. She reversed her opposition after she was targeted with a $1 million ad campaign in Iowa against her critical comments ahead of Hegseth's confirmation hearings. His confirmation can only be blocked if three or more Republicans join Democrats in opposing the former Fox News host who once served in the Army National Guard. During Tuesday's hearing, Senate Democrats grilled Hegseth on a number of issues, including his criticism of women in combat, allegations he raped a woman in 2017, reports of public drunkenness, and his record running two veterans organizations where he was accused of financial mismanagement. In exchange with Maine Independent Senator Angus King, Hegseth was unable to say whether he would abide by the international laws of warfare.
Are we going to abide by the Geneva Convention and the prohibitions on torture, or are we not? Is it going to depend on the circumstances?
As I've stated multiple times, the Geneva Conventions are what we base ours. But what an American first national security policy is not going to do is hand its prerogatives over to international bodies that make decisions about how our men and women make decisions on the battlefield.
We'll have more on Pete Hegseth's Senate confirmation hearings after headlines. We'll be playing highlights and speak with two people who were arrested for protesting during the hearings. They're both military veterans. President Trump's nominee to serve as U.S. Attorney General is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Pam Bondi served as Florida's Attorney General from 2011 to 19 and was in Trump's defense team during his first impeachment trial. Bondi now works at the Trump-aligned America First Policy Institute. As a lobbyist, her clients have included Amazon, GM, Uber, and the Nation of Qatar. Senators will confront Bondi over her pledge to support Trump's campaigns to prosecute his political enemies using the Justice Department. In a 2023 Fox News appearance, Bondi said, quote, "The Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones, the investigators will be investigated," she said. In Washington, D.C., outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken was interrupted by anti-war and pro-Palestinian protesters Tuesday as he delivered a keynote address at the Atlantic Council. It was Blinken's final speech as the U.S. top diplomat. Protesters repeatedly interrupted the event, with one addressing the Secretary of State as Bloody Blinken, Secretary of Genocide.
We made clear there was a path to mutual return to compliance if Tehran was willing to take the steps necessary. At the same time, we strengthened America's robust sanctions regime on Iran and delivered on President Biden's commitment.
You will forever be known as Bloody Blinken, Secretary of Genocide. You have the blood of hundreds of thousands of innocent people on your hands. We have spent a year.
Thank you. I respect your views. Please allow me to share mine. Thank you.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee today is holding confirmation hearings on President-elect Trump's pick to succeed Tony Blinken, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. He's a staunch supporter of Israel's war on Gaza and has called for the complete eradication of Hamas. Rubio is the son of Cuban immigrants who's fought to maintain the catastrophic U.S. embargo on Cuba. President Biden has announced plans to lift the state sponsor of terrorism designation for Cuba. The move came less than a week ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration and nearly 4 years after Trump put Havana back on the terrorism list as one of his final acts in office during his first term. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel wrote in response, quote, "It's a decision in the right direction, although belated and with limited scope. The blockade and most of the extreme measures implemented since 2017 to suffocate the Cuban economy and cause shortages for our people remain in place," unquote. After the announcement, the Cuban government said it would release 553 political prisoners. U.S. House lawmakers on Tuesday approved legislation that would ban transgender women and girls from participating in school sports. The bill would prohibit federal funding from going to K through 12 schools that allow transgender students on girls' sports teams. Just two Democrats joined all Republicans in voting in favor, Representatives Vicente Gonzalez and Henry Cuellar of Texas. And Yoon Suk-yeol has become South Korea's first sitting president to be arrested after he was taken into custody for questioning in multiple criminal investigations related to a short-lived martial law declaration in early December. South Korean authorities scaled walls and cut through barbed wire to enter Yoon's residence in the capital Seoul, bringing an end to a dramatic weeks-long standoff. Yoon has also been impeached by South Korean lawmakers and suspended, but will remain in office until the Constitutional Court ratifies the impeachment. Protesters in Seoul braved the cold early Wednesday ahead of Yoon's arrest.
I believe the arrests should take place as soon as possible. In fact, the side of President Yoon Suk-yeol might argue that this concerns national dignity and that the status of the president should not be treated in this way. But regardless of all that, I think it's wrong for the leader of a rebellion to not face any legal consequences, and even though an arrest warrant has been issued, continue to resist that. The law should be equally applied to all people, and no matter how high the president's position, I firmly believe impunity is absolutely wrong.
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Donald Trump's pick to become defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, appears to be moving closer to securing enough votes to be confirmed by the Senate. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa announced she's going to back the former Fox News host. Ernst is a former military officer and survivor of a sexual assault. She initially had expressed skepticism over Hegseth. The New Yorker's Jane Mayer revealed a dark money group tied to Elon Musk had spent $500,000 on ads pressuring Ernst to back Hegseth. Hegseth's confirmation can only be blocked if three or more Republicans join Democrats in opposing him. During Tuesday's one-day hearing, Senate Democrats grilled Hegseth on a number of issues, including his criticism of women in combat, allegations he raped a woman in 2017, reports of public drunkenness, and his record running two veterans groups where he was accused of financial mismanagement. The hearing ended after just one round of questions after Republicans rejected a request by Democrats for a second round of questions. Many Democrats also criticized Hegseth for refusing to meet privately with them, which was unprecedented before Tuesday's hearing. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois questioned Hegseth's qualifications to run the Defense Department, which employs over 3 million people. Duckworth is an Iraq War veteran, Purple Heart recipient, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. She lost both her legs in combat in Iraq.
What is the highest level of international negotiations that you have engaged in, that you have led in? Because the Secretary of Defense does lead international security negotiations. There are three main ones that the Secretary of Defense leads and signs. Can you name at least one of them?
Could you repeat the question, Senator?
Sure. What is the highest level of international security agreement that you have led? And can you name some that the Secretary of Defense would lead? There's three main ones.
Do you know? I have not been involved in international security arrangements because I have not been in government other than serving in the military. So my job has been to
lead men and women in combat. Can you name one of the three main ones that the Secretary of Defense signs?
You're talking about defense arrangements. I mean, NATO might be one of them, one that you're referring to.
Status of Forces Agreement would be one of them.
Status of Forces Agreement. I've been a part of teaching about Status of Forces Agreement.
But you don't remember to mention it? You're not qualified, Mr. Hegseth. You're not qualified. You talk about repairing our defense industrial complex. You're not qualified to that. You could do the acquisition and cross-servicing agreements, which essentially are security agreements. You can't even mention that. You've done none of those. You talked about the Indo-Pacific a little bit, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Can you name the importance of at least one of the nations in the ASEAN, and what type of agreement we have with at least one of those nations? And how many nations are in ASEAN, by the way?
I couldn't tell you the exact amount of nations in that, but I know we have allies in South Korea and Japan and in AUKUS with Australia, trying to work on submarines with them.
Mr. Hegseth, none of those countries are in ASEAN.
We have allies across.
None of those three countries that you've mentioned are in ASEAN. I suggest you do a little homework.
Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois questioning Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee to be defense secretary. This is Hegseth responding to Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who questioned him about his past comments opposing women serving in combat roles.
I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered, and you mentioned 11 Alpha, 11 Bravo, MOS, places in units, and the book that has been referenced multiple times here, The War on Warriors. I spent months talking to active duty service members, men and women, low ranks, high ranks, combat arms and not combat arms, and what each and every one of them told me, and which personal instances have shown me, is that in ways direct, indirect, overt, and subtle, standards have been changed inside infantry training units, ranger school, infantry battallions, to ensure that
Give me an example. I get you're making these
commanders
generalized
meet
statements.
Quotas to have a certain number of female infantry officers or infantry enlisted, and that disparages those women.
Commanders
who are incredibly
capable
of meeting that
standard. The infantry. Commanders do not have to have a quota for women in the infantry. That does not exist. It does not exist. And your statements are creating the impression that these exist, because they do not. There are not quotas. We want the most lethal force. But I'm telling you, having been here for 15 years listening to testimony about men and women in combat and the type of operations that were successful in Afghanistan and in Iraq, women were essential for many of those units. When Ranger units went in to find where the terrorists hiding in Afghanistan or in Iraq, if they had a woman in the unit, they could go in, talk to the women in a village, say, where are the terrorists hiding? Where are the weapons hiding? And get crucial information to make sure that we can win that battle. So just, you cannot denigrate women in general, and your statements do that. We don't want women in the military, especially in combat. What a terrible statement. So please, do not deny that you've made those statements. You have.
Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand questioning Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. And this is Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii.
In June of 2020, then-President Trump directed former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to shoot protesters in the legs in downtown D.C., an order Secretary Esper refused to comply with. Would you carry out such an order from President Trump?
Senator, I was in the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit that was in Lafayette Square during those
events. Would
you
carry out an order to shoot protesters in the legs?
I saw 50 Secret Service agents get injured by rioters trying to jump over the fence, set the church on fire, and destroy a statue.
You know what? That sounds to me that you will comply with such an order. You will shoot protesters in the leg. Moving on. President-elect has attacked our allies in recent weeks, refusing to rule out using military force to take over Greenland and the Panama Canal, and threatening to make Canada the 51st state. Would you carry out an order from President Trump to seize Greenland, a territory of our NATO ally Denmark, by force, or would you comply with an order to take over the Panama Canal?
Senator, I will emphasize that President Trump received 77 million votes to be the lawful commander-in-chief of this country.
We're not talking about the election. My question is, would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of Denmark?
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland and take over the Panama Canal.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii questioning Pete Hegseth at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Forces Committee. This is Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who asked Hegseth about allegations that he raped a woman at a Republican women's conference in Monterey, California in 2017.
I want to return to the incident that you referenced a minute ago that occurred in Monterey, California in October 2017. At that time, you were still married to your second wife, correct?
I believe so.
And you had just fathered a child by a woman who would later become your third wife, correct?
Senator, I was falsely charged, investigated, and completely cleared.
So you think you are completely cleared because you committed no crime? That's your definition of cleared? You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared?
Senator,
how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges.
Well,
investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again,
how do you explain your judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
You
investigated, and I was completely cleared.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth answering questions from Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine. And this is Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly confronting Pete Hegseth about reports he's been drunk at work.
So while leading concerned veterans of America, there were very specific cases cited by individuals about your conduct. I'm going to go through a few of them, and I just want you to tell me if these are true or false. Very simple. on Memorial Day 2014 at a CVA event in Virginia, you needed to be carried out of the event for being intoxicated.
Senator Anonymous Smears.
Just true or false? Very simple. Summer of 2014 in Cleveland, drunk in public with the CVA team.
Anonymous Smears.
I'm just asking for true or false questions, true or false answers. An event in North Carolina, drunk in front of three young female staff members after you had instituted a no alcohol policy and then reversed it. True or false?
Anonymous Smears.
December of 2014 at the CVA Christmas party at the Grand Hyatt at Washington, D.C., you were noticeably intoxicated and had to be carried up to your room. Is that true or false?
Anonymous Smears.
Another time, a CVA staffer stated that you passed out in the back of a party bus. Is that true or false?
Anonymous Smears.
In 2014, while in Louisiana on official business for CVA, did you take your staff, including young female staff members, to a strip club?
Absolutely not. Anonymous Smears.
I'm going to leave with concerns about your transparency. You say you've had personal issues in your past, yet when asked about those very issues, you blame an anonymous smear campaign, even when many of these claims are not anonymous. Which is it? Have you overcome personal issues, or are you the target of a smear campaign? It can't be both. It's clear to me that you're not being honest with us or the American people, because you know the truth would disqualify you from getting the job. And just as concerning as each of these specific disqualifying accusations are, what concerns me just as much is the idea of having a Secretary of Defense who is not transparent.
That was Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. No Democrats got to meet with Hegseth before that hearing, except for the ranking member, Senator Reid. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma criticized the Democrats' questioning of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Senator Kane, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce before cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No. But it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because a man's made a mistake.
And those are some of the excerpts from Pete Hegseth's Senate confirmation hearing on Tuesday. When we come back, we'll be joined by two military veterans who were arrested for protesting Hegseth at the hearing. Stay with us. Mungo Jerry. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, War, Peace, and the Presidency. I'm Amy Goodman. We're continuing to look at Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing to become defense secretary before the Senate Armed Forces Committee. Three U.S. veterans were arrested for disrupting the hearing. This is former Merchant Marine Al Glatkowski with Veterans for Peace.
Pete, you are a misogynist. Not only that, you are a Christian Zionist, and you support the war in Gaza.
Former military intelligence analyst Josephine Gilbo was also removed and arrested Tuesday after interrupting Hegseth's confirmation hearing. She served in the military from 2006 to 2023.
War fighting, accountability.
Hey, corrupt senators, when are you going to stop bombing babies in Gaza? Veterans are committing suicide and are homeless. My father, a veteran, committed suicide. And you're sending money.
Sit down.
I'm leaving, man.
Fuck. We need